At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wow, Matt, fellow adventurers. Once again, we are playing as Sir Croakington, and we've wandered on down to the Silver Shaft Inn, which is near Trithic. The old but well-kept inn, known as the Silver Shaft, is one of the few decent places sought out by travellers who trek along the road that runs between Trithic and Mooksbrough, an ancient highway that roughly traces the course of the Wither Trind. Enter the Silver Shaft Inn. The common room of the Silver Shaft is thronged with travellers whose affairs find them making the trek along the ancient highway running between Trithic and Mooksbrough. The inn's current keeper, a middle-aged former mercenary known as Patch, is a friendly fella whose temper is quick to turn should something provoke him. A handful of servers, observation link. With a mix of admiration and amazement, you watch as the servers wind their way through the crowded room, only rarely bumping into anyone or losing hold of whatever they happen to be carrying. A handful of servers bustle about the interior of the inn, attending to the needs of patrons and to a large number of tasks, which Patch considers to be beneath his station. The inn is famous for its ale and its spiced, that being in quotation marks, stew. So, there's a painting of Dread Mask, and that of course, I got drawn into that earlier. And that was in a previous adventure, so you want to see what happens then, you'll just have to look for it. Approach one of the servers. You make your way up to the young woman who has just finished serving ale to a boisterous group seated near the fireplace. She sighs as she catches sight of you, but quickly manages to smile and asks if you need anything. I think there's some fresh palo, she says. Well, still older than a day. Well, let's have some palo. You're prepared to hand over a gold token for a mug of palo, but the server tells you the steaming beverage is free. The young woman hastily fetches you a stout wooden vessel filled with nearly to its rim with a hot, dark serving of palo. She then heads off across the common room to see to the needs of another thirsty patron. You take a seat by the fire and sip from your wooden mug as you watch the entertaining antics of the inn's more boisterous occupants. Alright, approach the server again. Ask for ale. Your request for ale is promptly tended to by the server, who hastily fetches you a frothing tankard of the inn's excellent brew. After accepting your gold token, the young man turns and heads off across the common room to see to the needs of another thirsty patron. You take a seat by the fire and sip from your tankard as you watch the entertaining antics of some of the inn's more boisterous occupants. I approach the server again. Ask for the spiced stew. You approach a young man who seems to be directing patrons as they cross the crowded room common floor. He looks up and smiles and asks if there's anything you might need. You won't find better ale anywhere nearby, he says. Not even in Trithic. Ask for the spiced stew. The quest for the inn's famous spiced stew initiates an exasperated sigh from the young man. He quickly apologises for the impropriety and tells you the stew has run out. Before you can ask for something in his place, he turns and hurries away across the crowded room. Alright, what is this spice stew? So on. Alright, speak with Patch. The keeper of the Silver Shaft, a middle-aged former mercenary, known only as Patch, sighs and promptly warns you against any designs you might have about running it in. There's no real treasure in it, that's for sure, he says, visibly annoyed to have to step aside to allow one of his servers, laden with several flagons of ale, to move through. He sighs and then turns his attention back to you. What brings you out this way? Heading for Trithic? Off to Mergsbrough? Neither one's got ale like ours! After conversing with him for a few minutes, you bid Patch farewell and move off across the common room. Alright, I can leave the inn, but now for the main thing, reason why we came here, adventures for this location. And I'm the only person who's been here recently, because there isn't that much to do in the Silver Shaft Inn. I mean, there's the Dreadmass painting, and there's one adventure. So I think probably most players will probably visit it once, maybe twice, and then never go there again. It's not like, say, Hawklaw, where everyone starts there, and then there's a huge amount of adventures there later on. And it doesn't have any services that you could need, like a quick heal or... Heal or the Blue Door or Proving Ground Adventures. You just go here, you do your adventures, you bug off. Adventures for this location. A rattle down below. Something is rattling in the cellar of the Silver Shaft. Start the adventure. We could do it normal or scaled, and I'll go normal. Embark. While resting on the Silver Shaft's crowded firelit common room, thankful for the opportunity to allow your wary feet a modest reprieve, you listen to a group of old men laugh as Patch, the innkeeper, relates a somewhat comical tale about an incessant and eerie rattling that has long plagued the inn cellar. When he has finished his account, Patch moves over to you and asks to have a quiet word. Without waiting for you to respond, he sits down at the table and leans in, speaking in a hushed tone. From what I've heard, you're not the sort to be easily spooked, he says. I don't know how much of my tale you overheard. Most around here know it. I need someone to figure out about the rattle coming from the cellar. You ask Patch what he means by the rattle coming from the inn cellar. Apparently ignoring the question, he takes the conversation in a completely different direction. So here's what I'm proposing, he says. You go down there, into the cellar, that is, and figure out what it is. By that, I mean, find out what's making that rattling sound. It's been going on forever. Find out what it is, and stop it. I'll come up with something for you. I don't know how much will be mine, but I'll come up with what I can. So how's that sit with you? Modestly intrigued by both his vague description of the rattling sound and the prospect of adventure, you tell Patch you'll gladly take a look around the cellar. And it's not rats, he says, rolling his eyes. Rats don't rattle. This is something else. Well, rats can rattle if you dry them out and put a load of them in a very large maraca. But that's a lot of work. This is something else. Maybe something harmless enough, but it's not rats. At least, I don't think it is. Patch thanks you for agreeing to investigate the cellar. He tells you that you can climb down through a hatch in the back room at any time. Let me know if you find anything, he says, as he hurries away to hope a drunken, stumbling patron again regain his feet. To go down into the cellar, select Investigate the Cellar option for the Silver Shaft's main game section. Alright, I can investigate the cellar. And until I've done that, I can't talk to Patch because it would just be awkward. Talking to him saying, have you investigated the cellar yet? No. Have you investigated the cellar yet? No. Yeah, it'd just be awkward. So, investigate the cellar. In a small room, dust off the crowded inn's crowded common room, You pull open a sturdy, iron-branded hatch and climb down a rickety flight of wooden steps into the dark, musty cellar. You're standing at the bottom of a rickety set of rickety wooden steps that lead up to the small room at the back of the Silver Shaft's comp ground floor. Casks of ale and wine line the walls of the inn's damp, musty cellar. Now and again, you can hear a faint rattling sound from somewhere far off in the gloom. Alright, I'm off in the northwest of this dungeon, and it seems to be mostly circular. Well, as circular as you can get when everything is square. Casks of ale and wine line the walls of the Silver Shaft's dank, musty cellar. Now and again, the faint, though clearly discernible sound of something rattling can be heard from somewhere far off through the gloom. Alright, I'm going clockwise around the edge of this place. A loud, gurgling sound rises into the air as a broad puddle of black slime oozes out of the ground ahead. The sinister, whippling puddle weaves wildly as it begins to form itself into a towering wall of slime. Attack the rising wall of slime. You defiantly hold your ground and attack the towering wall of black slime. Wall of black slime, begin combat. The towering wall of slime attempts to envelop you, but isn't having much luck, because I keep hitting it with the spruce smasher. And it is slain. 22 XP, pretty decent for a random combat. With a sickening gurgling sound that echoes all along the short passage, the wall of slime rapidly melts into a puddle of bubbling ooze. After only a few moments, a sticky black mark at your feet is all that remains of the fearsome creature. Thankful to survive the encounter, you promptly resume your exploration. Alright, I've got to the northeast corner. Here's another rising wall of slime. Wall of black slime. I swing my club, it tries to envelop me, the smasher wallops your foe for 16 damage. Keep going, and I'm going to finish it off with a battle wage. Stop trying to envelop me! I don't like being enveloped! It is slain. 22 XP. With a sickening gurgling sound echoes all along the short passage, the wall of slime rapidly melts into a puddle of bubbling ooze. After only a few moments, a sticky black mark at your feet is all that remains of the fearsome creature. Thankful to survive the encounter, you promptly resume your exploration. Now, we'll have to deal with these slimes, because we don't deal with this slime. How are they going to get... How are people going to be able to get to the casks? And that cask probably has some really good booze in. And the servers, they could get hurt. Got to deal with all these things. So they must be pretty recent, because Patch didn't know about them, and people have been putting casks in here. So this is probably more of a long-term storage. Presumably, they have other storages above the cellar, where they'll be able to run off those for a while, and probably just put their deliveries in there until we deal with this problem. But, well, let's see. Okay, along this dungeon, there's some alcoves to the northeast, south, and I think west, but I can't quite see it now because the map's only so big, going into the middle of the circle. A strange engraving, and here's the west. Here's the eastern alcove going into the circle. A strange engraving adorns the back wall of this broad cave, just to the west of the cellar's main passage. A carved image depicts three swords. The first two swords are resting on the blades, while the last of the three is set upon its rounded pommel. That must be some clue as to how to solve the puzzle. So I'm thinking there's probably going to be three levers, and the first two you put down and the third one you put up, or something like that. I might, that could either be me figuring out or me remembering how I did it the last several times. Is another rising wall of slime. Just gonna bash that quickly. Attempts to envelop you. Gonna see if it does any specials. Nope, didn't. I did a special as I walloped it for 15 damage and slain for 22 XP. With a sickening and gurgling sound that echoes all along the shore passage. The wall of slime rapidly melts into a puddle of bubbling ooze. After only a few moments, a sticky black mark at your feet is all that remains of the fearsome creature. Thankful to survive the encounter, you promptly resume your exploration. Alright, keep going clockwise. But what happens if I flee the wall of slime? You stumble back along the passage in a desperate bid to move beyond the range of the towering slime's deadly attack. Much to your relief, the slime appears unable or unwilling to follow you. After checking over equipment, you once again set off through the gloomy cellar, musty cellar. Alright, I flee again. You're suddenly overcome by a strange and eerie feeling you're not alone. You quickly glance in both directions along the cellar's passage, concerned nothing beyond the range of your light. Slightly unnerved, but determined to continue exploration, you once again set off through the cellar. Ah, it looks like these walls of slimes are in fixed locations, rather than being random. Attack the rising wall of slime, just going to quick combat that. Another 22 XP, with a sickening, gurgling sound that echoes all along the short passage. The wall of slime rapidly melts into a puddle of bubbling ooze. After only a few moments, a sticky black mark at your feet is all that remains of the fearsome creature. Thankful to survive the encounter, you promptly resume your exploration. Okay, now at the south alcove that goes into the middle. A corroded iron lever protrudes from a slotted metal plate applicated to the stop back wall of the alcove. The lever is set in its middle position. Now, I'm going to pull it down. After a brief and somewhat embarrassing struggle, you manage to pull the lever down. Okay, I'm guessing it's another wall of slime. Just going to quick combat it. And it ends like the other ones have ended, with 22 XP and the same words. Another wall of slime, quick combat, 22 XP again. Okay, and pull the lever down. And back. I've gone all the way round, back to the stairs. And then the northern alcove. You're suddenly overcome by the strange and eerie feeling you're not alone. You quickly glance in both directions along the cellar passage, but can discern nothing beyond the range of your light. Slightly unnerved and determined to continue exploration, you once again set off through the cellar and the northern alcove that goes into the middle. Pull the lever down. Head back north. Okay. Now, the thing is, I don't know which direction. There's the "you are not alone" message again. Okay, up. Okay, I'm going to reverse all the levers. Up, and then down. Okay, top lever is down, this one is down. Now, and this one, head back south. Now, what could it be? Oh, okay, I've got back to the where the three drawing three swords in his hand, I've got a suddenly. 64 XP to general. Well, I solved the puzzle. The wall bearing the engraving suddenly shimmers and vanishes, revealing a broad passage that continues to the west. Alright, and now this passage goes into the very middle of this dungeon. You step into a small square room at the edge of the passage and immediately confronted by a strange and unexpected sight. Seated around the half-rotted leaning table, surrounded by a lurid pale blue aura, are the glowing apparitions of three elderly men. The trio of ghosts, in unison, turn to face you. The stoutest of the three spirits, his white hand gripping three playing cards, and his left holding a pair of bone dice, greets you with a friendly smile. He tosses the dice and watches as the bone cubes clatter across the table. You quickly realise the dice rolling on the surface of the table is, without any doubt, the strange rattling sound that has long plagued the inn. Has been particularly bothersome to the keeper Patch. Took just about an age to get someone to come down here, down this way, he says. The tone and clarity of his voice making him momentarily forget his spectral form. Are you the keeper of the inn? You don't look much like an innkeeper to me. The other two ghosts, each of them holding a hand of cards, nod at you. All three of them seem to be waiting for you to respond. So I can tell them that I'm not the innkeeper, or I can leave immediately. Or there's no option to lie, because you're a hero and heroes don't lie. Except in a very, very extreme circumstances.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently. By using more sustainable practices. By developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
I am not the innkeeper. Well, then, should concern you to know that way. Did you say you're not the keeper? Oh, well, quite the pity. You'll make a fine innkeeper. No matter. We have to tell someone. May or may not interest you to know there's a hole down below. That the hole down below is once again open, says the stout ghost. You best go down and have a look for yourself. It's always quite a chore to close it. The three of us know that. You ask the ghosts what he means by the hole down below. His answer surprises you. You learn that the three spirits seated around the table, all once keepers of the silver shaft. The stout ghost who's been speaking to you reveals he kept the inn a little over a century ago. tells you the hole to which he's referring is something that has always been bothersome to the Silver Shaft and its long line of harried keepers. It must be a gateway to some other place, as near as I can figure it, says the innkeeper's ghost, quickly peeking at the card he's just been dealt. Don't ask me any more about it, though. I don't understand it any better than I did long ago, when it was my problem. I don't suppose you've found any black slime down here? You have. In that case, things are a bit worse than I thought. Unless that hole is closed up, things are only going to get worse. Once the slime stops coming through, there will be... Well, never mind about that. I'll just worry about getting the hole closed. The ghosts tell you the hole is located on the sealed-off lower level of the cellar. I sealed off the lower cellar, says one of the other ghosts, who appears frightfully thin in comparison to the spirit who you've been speaking. It's a foolish notion, none of the better than 70 years to consider better part of 70 years to consider it. The slime still comes through the hole and finds its way up here. Let me tell you where to find the hatch. The thin ghost tells you you can find the hatch by heading east from here until you reach the passage north and south. Then, he says, by going north, you'll find the wooden hatch concealed in the dirt floor. You ask the ghosts if they can tell you anything else about the hole through which the black slime is apparently entering the cellar. Almost in unison, the three apparitions shake their heads. Dropping a bit of salt into it always seemed to close it up for a while, says the third ghost, a one-eyed man with a long scar running across the top of his bald head. Of course, you have to get close enough to it for that to work. Here, I've got some salt you can have. The one-eyed ghost produces a pouch and tosses it to you. You peer into the tiny cloth bag and discover it contains a small quantity of salt. All right, I've got a pouch of salt. Now I just need some chips to put them on. I mean, do we have chips in Dicer? I'm going to have to visit every single tavern and see if there are potatoes. Because if there are potatoes, someone will have made chips at some point. Or something very much like chips. Or, of course, you can make chips out of things other than potatoes. I mean, you could make carrot potatoes. Or parsnip. You make carrot chips. Or parsnip chips. Although those are often somewhat disappointing. You think, ooh, a chip! And then you go, it's a parsnip. Oh, my day is ruined. I thought I'd get potato-y goodness. But I've got tart parsnipness. This cloth pouch contains a quantity of salt. According to one of the ghosts of the Silver Shaft's former innkeepers, pouring the salt into the hole of the cellar's lower level will affect the closing of the opening. All right. The three former innkeepers, whose spirits, for reasons that are known, are doomed to forever haunt the cellar of the Silver Shaft, tell you that unless the hole is closed soon, things will quickly take a turn for the worst. Good luck, says the stout goat, as he and his two phantasmal companions turn their full attention to the game. And you can tell the innkeeper will try to keep down the wassailing, but without the dice we have no game. Without the game, well... That's something too terrifying to even consider. I should probably just get you some sort of cloth, you know, so for the dice to roll on, then they won't clatter because the cloth will dampen the sound. Then you can roll dice as much as you want and you wouldn't have the clattering. Yeah, probably that. I'll be doing that off mic after... Doing that off mic after the adventure is officially concluded. Because I don't want to deprive them of their dice and their game. Because they've been stuck here for, well, apparently a century. Although they're going to be stuck here for a lot longer. Or looks like it. You bid the three friendly spirits farewell and make your way back along the passage, determined to find the cellar's lower level and investigate the hole. To reach the spot described by the thin ghost, head east twice and then north once. Alright, I'll be doing it. Doop, doop, doop. Alright. Just below an open hatch in the centre of this section of the passage, a set of wooden steps descends to the cellar's lower level. Alright, down I go. Climb down to the cellar's lower level. You climb down through the hatch and descend the wooden steps that lead down into a short passage. At the end of the passage, you discover a heavy stone slab set into the floor. A churning black vortex, no more than a foot in diameter, is sunk into the slab. You immediately realise the hole spoken of by the ghosts of the innkeepers is actually a portal. Well, that's what I expected. You're standing at the end of a short passage on the lower level of the Silver Shaft cellar. Before you, in the middle of the stone slab set into the floor, is a swirling black portal. Strange gurgling sounds rise out of the magical gate and echo eerily along the corridor. According to the ghosts of the inn's past keepers, it is from this hole that the black slimes are emerging. Suddenly, a hideous gurgling sound rises out of the portal as a long, thick strand of black slime oozes through the magical gate. The whippling puddle of slime begins to rise into a towering wall, so I can fight or flee, but if I flee, I'll just have to fight it later, so fight it. You bravely hold your ground against the towering wall of black slime. This is the first wall of black slimes, and that heavily implies that there'll be other walls to fight after this. Begin combat. The towering wall of slime attempts to envelop you. Keep going, and it is finished off with a smash from the wallop. Or a wallop from the smasher. Or both. 22 XP. With a sickening, gurgling sound that echoes all through the north passage, the wall of slime rapidly melts into a puddle of burbling ooze. After only a few moments, a sticky black mark at your feet is all that remains of the fearsome creature. A hideous gurgling sound rises out of the portal, as yet another black slime oozes through the magical gate. The whippling puddle of slime begins to rise into a towering wall. Face the second wall, black slime. You bravely hold your ground against a towering wall of slime, second wall of black slime, just bash it quickly. Slime seems to regenerate. Apparently you can do that. Well, it's so close to where the slime comes from. I guess just more slime just gets glomped into it. Or something like that. But of course it doesn't regenerate fast enough. It is slime. 22 XP. With a sickening gurgling sound that echoes all along the short passage, the wall of slime rapidly melts into a puddle of bubbling ooze. After only a few moments, a sticky black mark at your feet is all that remains of the fearsome creature. Alright. On to the third one. Just going to quick combat that. Another 22 XP. Here's the fourth one. Quick combat. 22 XP. Sticky black mark. It is all that remains of the fearsome creature. The fifth one. Quick combat. How many will there be? Sixth. Quick combat. Finish it off with a battle wage. What are you doing going into our world? Aren't you perfect? Can't you just be happy in your slimy dimension? Yeah. 22 XP. Sticky black mark is all that remains. Seventh wall. Finish off with more battle wage. There's too many of you! Stop being so many! I'll stop you being so many by smashing you! Or something like that. Eighth black slime. Finish off with a masterful black. Ninth black slime. Oh, and my quick stone has stored the 20 you've just used. And you now have the maximum of 320 stored, which will come in handy at some point. You know, just getting probably more handy for, say, multiplayers where you can do about 90 damage with a 20. Which is handy. Gets them finished off a little bit quicker. All the remains of your fearsome creature. 10th black slime. How many will that be? 22 XP. 11th. Oh, so many blacks. 23 XP. Oh, they must be getting... They must be getting slightly tougher the longer you go on. Because that's how it usually works when you get... When you get a huge... When you get your combat train going choo-choo. Combat train. Choo-choo with the combat train. Everybody goes to choo with the combat train. Alright, we've got us from this hole. The black slimes are emerging suddenly. A hideous gurgling sound rises out of the portal as yet another black slime oozes through the magical gate. The whippling puddle of slime begins to rise into the towering wall. Hold your ground and face the 12th black slime. Finish this off manually. Towering wall of slime attempts to envelop you. Keep going, keep going. It is slain. Another 23 XP. With a giggling, sickening, gurgling sound that echoes all along the shore passage. The wall of slime rapidly melts into a puddle of bubbling ooze. After only a few moments, a sickly black mark at your feet is all that remains of the fearsome creature. You're standing at the end of a short passage on the lower level of the Silver Shaft Cellar. Before you, in the middle of the stone slab set into the floor, is a swirling black portal. Now, for once, I am not tempted to just jump into it. Strange gurgling sounds rise out of the magical gate and echo eerily along the corridor. According to the ghosts of the inn's past keepers, it is from that hole that the black slimes are emerging. Much to relief, the onslaught of slimes that spilled out the portal appears to be over. For now. But if I leave it be, more slimes will come. Because this is a whole dimension of slimes it's presumably linked to. Where even if you eliminate the slimes, more will come. So it'd be like running out of ants. Because there's always more ants. Alright. So I can use gating. Or I can use that pouch of salt. Now I just wonder if there's any difference between using the two. Alright, seems things go the same either way. But you get more XP for using gating and you get to keep the salt. So I can put it on chips later. Use gating 70+. It might fail, it's only got an 89% chance of success. Because gating is only at 70, I could level it up, but nah. Use gating. Succeeded. 128 experience to gating. You channel your power of gating and focus it on the churning vortex. Beads of sweat appear on your brow as you struggle against a powerful magic vying to hold open the gate. Suddenly, without sound, the inky portal closes. Wary from your effort, but thankful the portal is now gone, you turn and make your way out of the cellar, hopeful the silver shaft has seen the last of its slimy invaders. You trek out of the cellar, hoping to peek into the small room in which you encountered the ghosts of the 3 Silver Shaft former keepers. This time, however, the room is dark and empty. Oh, I guess they could move on. Lucky them. A short while later, or maybe they're just not as visible when the portal is closed. A short while later, you're back in the inn's common room, standing before Patch. Relating to the wide-eyed former mercenary with all that transpired in the cellar. At first, he appeals dumbstruck and unable to respond. Slowly, however, his startled look gives way to a broad, wide smile. "You nearly had me with that one," he says, feigning an unconvincing chain of laughs. "Ghosts, indeed! I better not say that too loudly." There's a typo around here that would believe it. It goes spreading it about. It was rats, wasn't it? As much as I don't want to believe it, it was rats, right? How many of them? Big ones? You're about to restate your tale, and you suddenly and inexplicably decide to go along with the only account Pat seems willing to suspect. You nod and tell him it was rats. Big ones. Awful things, you say, grimacing. Now, by big, what do you mean? Just how big? Oh, 6 feet tall? Pat's asks you a few more questions about the rats, and then suddenly presents you with a pouch filled with gold. 100 gold tokens, which really isn't that much. It's not very much, but if I had more to spare, I'd surely give it to you, he says. By the way, those big rats you took care of down there, what's left of them is in fairly good shape. I mean to say, there is something left of them, isn't there? How big did you say they were? Taken aback by the odd questions, and not quite certain how best to respond, you struggle to come up with a suitable answer. No, don't worry about it, he says, smiling and dismissing his own inquiry with a wave of his hand. I will look at what's there and see for myself. Thank you again, Sir Croakington. I think you could use an ale. Best brew around, mind. With a flagon of the inn's famous ale in hand, you find a seat by the fire and take a few sips of the thick, delicious brew. Pat smiles at you as he moves by, heading for the back room, presumably bound for the cellar to search for the non-existent remains of dead rats. I don't know. Maybe the slimes killed some rats and we didn't notice. Because, you know, we weren't really looking for them. As you take another sip of your ale, you're suddenly struck by a morbid thought, one which you force yourself to immediately put out of mind. Despite having swiftly discarded the gruesome notion, you silently vow to never call for a serving of the Silver Shaft's famous spiced brew. And that finishes this adventure with 384 experience to general. I can ask, but it's still out. So apparently he didn't find any rats down there. If that's what they're for. I mean, who knows? Who knows? Anyway, that brings us to the end. We'll go to Twithick to save. So what shall we do in the next? Now, there is adventures in Twithick. There is a wayward payment, but no, that involves crime, so I'll just stay away from that. With the docs, Twithick's fairly reminded now that that's part of a duology, so want to do both of them together at once. You know what? Next time, what shall we do next time? Alright. The Wither Docks. We'll do the Wither Docks duology next. But until then, farewell, fellow adventurers.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.